If you want to run businesses, you will always have to be recruiting. Even if you're not hiring, you need to be always having a full pipeline of amazing people in certain areas, even if you're not looking to hire somebody today, because a year from now, 2-5 years, you are.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, so the thing I'm struggling with right now is recruiting. And it's not that it's so hard to find the right people, although that's always hard to find amazing people. If you have really high standards and even...
How many people have you hired?
When? Since when?
How many people have you hired?
In my life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably 100. I don't know. A bunch. A lot. Over my entire fucking lifetime of being an entrepreneur. Yeah, a lot. I don't know the exact number.
Let's say 100.
Let's say 100.
I could say about the same.
Yeah. 100. All right. So hiring is hard for many reasons. Right now, the thing that I'm struggling is not necessarily knowing what to do or what I need to do to get the right people in. It's that I struggle shifting from a kind of a... being a producer in the business and like creating a lot of stuff and doing a lot of things myself, like doing a lot of the work myself, to shifting to dedicating enough time and finding the people that are going to be doing this work and doing it better in the future. And one of the reasons is that it's just, you know, when we made the shift from Elastic Sales to Closeout, we contracted as a team, became a much smaller but very strong team for like 1 or 2 years. We just executed. And that was a great feeling. I love being a creator, being a individual producer in the team and not just managing people and hiring people. And now we're outgrowing that phase and I need to dedicate a heavy amount of my time in bringing in more people into the business. And I just struggle making the transition. And it's more about like the habits that I have and the momentum of like 2 years of being in this type of like heads down mode and being very internal, just like working with a group of people I know really, really well and cutting off the world and all that shit, to now having to go out and meet lots of people, have lots of conversations, lots of calls, reach out to lots of like and become more of an external creature again. There's a cat in some tree in Palo Alto right now, so all hands on deck. There's like fire, you know, the fire department and police car and whatever craziness going on outside. the struggle for me is like shifting mode.
Yeah.
Right. And I've done this before plenty of times. I know myself. I know that I'm gonna get there, but temporarily, I'm not. What I'm struggling with is that although I'm rationally and logically know what to do next, I'm not ready to make that change immediately. And this is one of the reasons of struggle in general in life is like you're resisting something, right? If you just let go and go with what needs to happen next, there's going to be significantly less struggle in life.
That's
but
right
now, I'm not letting go, you know, and that's kind of the moment we're in. And for all of you guys that are wondering why we're talking about this, Heaton throws the hand in the air, puts the sunglasses on, big smile. When Heaton walked into my office today, I couldn't tell, like, is he tired? Does he really want to do this? Like, his mood was so, you couldn't really tell. The moment I'm like, well, we could talk about this or that or about my current struggle, Heaton's like, wait, what's your struggle? Let's talk about that. And his mood changed immediately. He's so happy right now that we're talking about this. All right, Heaton, you wanted to be my therapist today, so go ahead, do your magic, ask your questions.
Well, see, that's what's great about Steli, and I think that's what we talk about a lot on here, is like, he just actually just analyzed himself, right? You didn't just describe your problem, you analyzed it, right?
Yeah.
And you came to some conclusions. I think it's kind of pointing out one thing, which is like, as a founder or trying to lead a group of people, you tend to... always need to think about changing yourself, because it's easier to change yourself than other people. So you have to become like a change master, right?